29th Alaska State Legislature's Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Today is Tuesday, June 23rd, 2015. We're meeting in the Anchorage LIO Auditorium Room. It is approximately 10:30 in the morning. First item, of course, is establishing our quorum. Madam Secretary, are you available, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Madam Secretary, if you would please call the roll.
Senator Stedman?
Here.
Senator Bishop? Senator Bishop? Senator Giesel? Senator Hoffman? Senator Kelly? Senator McKinnon?
Here.
Representative Quito?
Here.
Representative Olson?
Here.
Representative Thompson?
Here.
Representative Pruitt? Representative Newman? Representative Hawker?
Present. So with six members present, including members of both the House and Senate, we do have a quorum to conduct business. I'd like to particularly thank everyone who made it today. And, you know, summer's always a challenge, and especially Senator Stedman, Representative Thompson calling in. We very much appreciate it. And Senator Stedman, I'll advise you when Representative Pruitt arrives so that we can maintain our quorum throughout the meeting. Again, appreciate everything.
Good, thanks.
Before we start the meeting, does anyone have anything to bring before the committee? Hearing see none. The first item on our agenda is the approval of minutes from our May 7th, May 13th, and May 14th meetings. Senator McKinnon, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the minutes from the LBNA meeting on May 7th, 2015, May 13th, 2015, and May 14th, 2015 be approved as presented.
So the question before the committee is the approval of the May 7th, May 13th, and May 14th, 2015 committee minutes. Is there objection? Hearing see none, those minutes stand approved. Thank you very much, ma'am. Okay, the next item on our agenda today is, this is a basic working meeting, is we have an executive session that we will be reviewing some audits, and in that same executive session we will be reviewing the draft scope of our performance review for the Department of Education and Early Development. So, Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee enter executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1 and B3, as the meeting will involve a discussion of matters which the immediate knowledge of would adversely affect the finances of a government unit, as well as the discussion of confidential audit reports under AS2420301.
So the question before the committee is moving into executive session. Is there objection? Hearing see none, we'll enter executive session. And we will wait until... We are back on the record with the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, June 23rd, 2015. I will reestablish quorum. Representative Thompson, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Present in the room, we have Senator McKinnon, Representative Hawker chairing. We have Representative Olson, Representative Pruitt, and Representative Quito. We have a quorum of members, and we have representation from both the House and the Senate, so we have a quorum to move forward. Madam Secretary, are you online?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right. Pauline wanted to be sure that I didn't take off and leave you behind. So we've got a few motions to pass here quickly because we've discussed in executive session audits and then scoping for our performance review. So, Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the following final audits be released to the public. Alaska Public Office Commission. Alaska Commission on Aging, Sunset.
So the question before the committee is the releasing of final audits for APOC and the Commission on Aging. Is there objection? Hearing see none, those audits are ordered released. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the following preliminary audits be released to agencies for response. Board of Parole, Sunset.
The question before the committee is the forwarding of the preliminary audit to the agency for response for the Board of Parole at Sunset Review. Is there objection? Hearing see none, so ordered. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee approve the performance review scope for the Department of Education and Early Development, including the Alaska Commission on Postsecondary Education and the Alaska Student Loan Corporation, as presented in executive session.
So the question before the committee is approving the scope for the performance review for the DEED and ACPE. Is there objection? Hearing see none, those scopes now stand approved. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee authorize the legislative auditor to solicit and award a contract for an amount not to exceed $300,000 for a performance review of the Department of Education and Early Development.
The question before the committee is authorizing our auditor to solicit and award a performance review contract for DEED. Is there objection to the question? Hearing see none, so ordered. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee authorize the legislative auditor to solicit and award a contract for an amount not to exceed $175,000 for a performance review of the Alaska Commission on Postsecondary Education and the Alaska Student Loan Corporation.
So the question before the committee is authorizing the ledge auditor to solicit and award a contract not more than $175,000 for the performance reviews of the Postsecondary Education Commission and the Student Loan Corp. Is there objection? Hearing see none. So ordered. One last comment before I adjourn, and I'm getting you out of here by 12:15, ma'am. As I started to say earlier, but I put it on the public record, the Medicaid RFP is out. This was the request for proposal to bring in professional consultants to assist the legislature. They received a written request from the finance co-chairs to run that through this age of the through the legislative budget and audit, and we coordinated that RFP very tightly with those finance chairs. The proposals due back July 6th, and there's a lot of public interest in it. We'll be setting up a procurement evaluation committee at that time, and then we'll work out our next meeting to probably have a presuming we get adequate responses, presuming there's one we wish to award, we'll come back with a request to this committee to authorize the awarding of that contract back by the full LBNA committee. And the other is that we expect to have on the 22nd, 23rd of July a next LBNA meeting where we will present the final report from our education consultants that were hired under the authority of House Bill 278. So do we have any further business for the committee to conduct? Again, I thank everyone for coming, and Representative Thompson, Steve, thank you very kindly. Thank you, everyone in the room here. It's really appreciated. I know summer's hard, but we sure appreciate the help getting these little tasks done. So with that,
thank you, Chairman. Thank you very much.
We'll stand adjourned.